I'd like to quote to you a Meshech Chochma in Parshas Noach and analyze it a little bit. Let's take a look. Tanakh. Gracious. Okay. We know the Parsha begins. Everyone knows that. Have you heard it this morning? Ela told us Noach, and what are the next three words? Everyone knows, of course. Everyone knows Noach is tzaddik. Big tzaddik Noach, yeah? A big tzaddik. Tremendous tzaddik Noach. Maybe a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, no question about it. It says in the Torah, he was a tzaddik. Okay. Let's turn to this perek and see a different description of Noach. Yachal Noach, again the word ish. What kind of ish? Ish Adama Yitakara. Remember Rashi had about this passage? What did Rashi say about this passage? Ish Adama. Oh, that's Mochulin. Hello, that's a Tchila Ben Tiach. You start with wine. Kara. First, you plant wheat. Obviously, you've gone down to Madrega. Ishadama, man, of the earth. It was not such a high level. So what happened? So, the Meshech Chochma calls a fascinating Maima Chazal. Choviv Moshe Minoach. Medishrab. Noach, Mishenikwa Ish Tzadik, Nikwa Ish Adama. Moshe, Mishenikwa Ish Mitzri. You know what it says in Ish Mitzri here? Nikwa Ish Elokim. Wow. One went down, one went up. Now we know. What's it? Hainyan. Yesh Tedrochim Avodas Hashem is Baruch. Derech Echot. Misha miyachet atzmo lavodos yisbarach umisbodeit. He's just serves Hashem by himself. Yesh, misha ozim etzorche tzibur umivat al atzmo b'shula klal umafkir nafsha avur. Serves the community. Im kain tzorach lom lefiyah musuk. At first glance. Shezeh shemisbodeit yalem alem alem. Because he's spending full-time learning. Full-time. Full-time. He's always sits in his room. Never leaves the room. Full-time. Vizel, the guy who's helping the community, yay, the Madrigoso. That's what it says. Before Shem Medrash Kohelas, Oshi Yeholo Chacham, Rabbi Shuva Ben Lakish, Shachach Pei Alochas, Rosha Ose, Betzorach Etzibah. Everyone knows, you take to the, busy with the community, you're not going to forget 80 Alochas. Ubecholzos Matzono, Shenoach is Bodei, Filochiach es Bnei Doro. Lekach Amru Alav Shafu Hayon Royal Lekloya. Noach should have been also destroyed. The Noach Motzachin Bnei Hashem Chaim Lashon Chinam should have been destroyed. And it says in the Haftorah, Ki Mei Noach Zosli. It's Noach's fault. It's called Mei Noach. What do you want from Noach? Noach bit brought the Mabel. Noach was a tzaddik. It's his fault. He should have spent more time trying to do kiruv. Kiruv. The Kiruv mandate. Noach is criticized for not doing Kiruv. There's a Yiddish expression about Noach. Anyone know what it is? No one knows any Yiddish here. Atzadik in pelts. I don't know what a pelts is. I don't know what that means either. A pelts is a very warm fur coat. Everybody told you it's much more cold in Poland than it is in America. Rabbi David Lifshitz, that's how had a pelts. Right, so we brought it from Europe. Very warm fur coat, you know, with a fur, because it was freezing. No, a tzaddik in pelts, which means that he was a tzaddik, but he warmed himself up in his fur coat, but everyone else was left freezing. As opposed to a tzaddik who lights a fire, so everybody can be warm. It's a critique of Noach. He was a tzaddik, but a tzaddik in pelts. I don't have to tell you that expression, I know what it means. Okay? Fine. That's what he's saying without using any Yiddish terms. Okay. He didn't go up. What does that mean? Here the different texts. There's even a Shina Girsa here. We have a dash. Shehuchrach legolos. He had to go into Golos. Shezemora Pchisus Benefesh. What does that mean? We don't know what the words mean so far. Hoel Moser Atzmo Ayisro Barigas Amitri Nikra Isha Lokim. Shegia Letachas Ashlemus Vashiyuchal Odom Lasik. Look at Medesh Rabban and Parshas Zosabroch. No, I have the Rabbi Kuperman Zatzal edition of the Meshachach poem, which is Valdik. And he's bothered. We understand, I mean, the idea we understand that the Ishmitzri, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nefesh, and therefore you think he'd forget everything. No! Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a blessing, he knew the whole Torah, he's called Ish Elokim. But the question is exactly, when was he Moshe Nefesh? When? So, Rav Kuperman, Zatzal wants to change the Girsa, not Moser Atzma Yisro Bariga Samitri, because that was a long time before, right? Ish Mitzri, according to this understanding, it means that he killed the Mitzri. What does that mean? That's not the context. Look at the context of the Pasuk. Where's the Pasuk? Let's read it. It's right here. Ish Mitzri. What happens? They're damsels in distress. Right? Am I correct? That's what happened. Damsels in distress. Seven damsels in distress. What happened? The Goshen, these toughies, these bums, were chasing them away from the well. And Moshe came and he saved them and he fed their sheep to drink. Ish mitzri to them at our own. That's the context. What do you mean ish mitzri? What kind of mitzri? I shouldn't say anything. Mumini Ishmitri. It wasn't Ishmitri. The Silum Shad, they thought it was a Mitri. They didn't know. He came dressed with Mitri. He ran away, right? He had to change his clothes. He ran and came, they thought it was a Mitri. It's a simple psha. Okay. Simple psha. So, the question is, what exactly is, what's so special about Ishmitri? What's the contrast? Noach is the tzaddik in pelts. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nafsho Al Yisrael. When? Where? What? It's not clear. So, I guess a simple read is Shehuchrach Legolos. Why? What forced them into Golos? What happened? What did they do? Killed somebody. That's what I thought Rabbi Mishnah meant. Shehuchrach Legolos had a good guy. He's a murderer. He's a murderer. A murderer can become an Ishalo, okay? He's a murderer. So he says, well, the whole of Mos Atzma Yisrael is a Mitzri, Ishalo, okay? When was he Mos Atzma? When he killed the Mitzri. He took a chance that he might get killed. He caught the Chazal. He would have been killed. I said, the hair of power, his neck became like a stone and then his sword broke. You know, that's what Rashi says in Parshas Yisro at the beginning. Right? He's willing to give up his life to protest against an injustice to save a Jew. That's a pashup shot in the words of the Meshachach. Rav Kuperman Zatzal wants to change the gears a little bit and says no. He wants to say that the Masa Nefesh. He wants to take the words. He wants to say the word Barigas Amitri. And put them one line above. Shehuchrach liglos barigas amitri. Shenega pichu nefesh. Hold umasas my Yisrael for 40 years in the desert and in 2 years of a year plus of the Esamakis, that is Sheir Elokim. Very nice. It's interesting. I don't know if you can make a ghost in Meshach Chochmas. It's not something from 500 years ago. It was printed in less than 100 years ago. The author was alive less than 100 years ago. But okay, I guess you can make changes there too. Okay. But I had a third pshat. And I wanted to suggest, I'm not saying my pshat in the words of the Meshech Chochmah, but along the lines of the Meshech Chochmah, go back to the context. Ish mitzvi tzilonu miyad aroin. Moshe Rabbeinu, so seven strange women, he's running away for his life. And as some of the Bali Musa explain, when you're running for your life, you don't look for mitzvahs. You run for your life. He's running for his life. They wanted to kill him. And he sees seven. Most people, when they're running away, are happy to save their own skin. Here he sticks his neck out. These thugs, these rowers, they were big guys. It was a gang. They could have killed him too. Power wanted to kill him. They could have also wanted to kill him. And yet, he saw an Avla. Moshe Rabbeinu could not withstand an Avla. He was an Ish Emes. He couldn't stand out of the bar. But that's the pshat. Not the pshat that Ish Mitzri, that he was, because he killed the Mitzri, he's a murderer, and that's why you would think he would not go to greater heights. Not the pshat that he had to go to Golos because of the Arigas and Mitzri. His most satisfied by Yisrael for those 40 plus years in the desert. No. Third pshat. He was Moshe Nevesh for the Pnos Midyan. Total strangers. That's what I want to give. Even that he did. I don't think it fits into the words of Meshach, but along those lines. That's the kind of Ish Mitzri. Yeah?
Could be maybe that it's such a chiddush that he was Moshe Nevesh for the Pnos Sidro because he was on the run because he had stood up for somebody else.
Right.
He was doing
the same. If you were his mother, you'd say, Moshe, do it again? Yeah. You learned your mistakes? You tried this once, they wanted to kill you, do it again? Yeah, he did it again because he could not stand up. Injustice is an injustice. So none of us are a madrega, but Moshe Rabbeinu, in any which way, okay. Afal Pikein, we see something important, which is that helping others, which at first glance is very negative for your spiritual progress, you're too busy helping others. But you know, the Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you need Siyata Deshmaya, the Gemara tells us. And Siyata Deshmaya is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those who help others. If you help others, you're willing to help others, you get a Siyata Deshmaya. Otherwise, you don't have a Siyata Deshmaya. In a similar vein, there is a fascinating vort of the Baal HaFlo, the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe. He wrote HaMakneh and Kiddushin, he wrote HaFlo on Ksubis, Pavni Yopas L'Chumish, Gdol, Pinchas HaLevi Ish Harwitz, that's HaFlo, Pinchas Levi Ish Harwitz. There's a Levi, many Harwitz up today as the Olympian, many that come from the HaFlo, or his brother, with two brothers, Pinchas and Rav Shmelke. Rav Shmelke was a Shmelke of Nicholsburg. Rav Pinchas was the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe. How did he come to Chasam Sofer's Rebbe? He was a Chassid Shayid. The answer is, he was offered a rabbinical position of all places, Frankfurt. The Chasam Sofer was born. A Chassid Shayid in Frankfurt? How can you be a rabbi in Frankfurt? Yekis, they're different, they're totally different worldview. Everything's different. The story is told that they were, again, I'm not good at Hasidic lineage, but I think they were someone connected to one of the great masters of Hasidus. Could be the Magen of Meserich, could be. I'm not exactly expert in all the Hasidic. You can look it up, I'm sure, and part of the Hasidic books. And he asked them, they was offered this position in Frankfurt, but I'm a Hasidic Yid. He said, should go, and they have different customs. He said, different fruits go in different places, in different climates, something like that. It was a Roman Frankfurt. How he got the job in Frankfurt in the first place is another story. What happened was, I'm sorry to tell you the story, but stories are important also. There was a get a certain get was written, and the Rav, I think it was called the Kliva get. I have to check that out. And there, it was a the Rav wrote a get for someone that was a little bit off. And the Rav of Frankfurt, Paskin, the get is puzzle because the guy was a shaita. And he thought the answer. So the Rav of Kliv went to all the Gdolei Rabbanim to write Tshuvas Le'Atera. And they all did. Every Gdolei Yisrael wrote a Tshuva because they're Aguna. The Rav of Frankfurt says that this woman can't remarry. And the Haflo was no exception. He also wrote a Tshuva Le'Atera. In those days, there were two jars on your writing table. Ink, you dip the pen in ink, and ashes. Because the ashes you'd pour on the wet parchment to dry it up quickly. Because ink, the sand, it absorbs, the ashes absorb the ink, the extra ink. Am I what I'm talking about? By mistake, after he finished writing this long tshuva l'teira, he reached for the wrong jar and poured ink all over the whole tshuva. So if it happened to me, I'd write tshuva again. He was a Hasidic Yid. Simon HaShemayim, I shouldn't send this tshuva. He never sent it. So when the Rav of Frankfurt passed away, they were looking for a new Rav, they were like, Yekka cover the Torah. Any Rav wrote a tshuva to be matal to begin with, disqualified before he started. There's only one God left in Europe. That was Afua. That's how he got, and probably got a job in Frankfurt. Completely different. And since we're telling stories, the story is that everyone's going to watch when he came to Shul Chol Moed. What's going to do? Everyone knows that Yekas wear tefillin, and everyone knows Chassidim wear tefillin. It's a pikam bola, koitz with the tears, the Beis Yosef. Forget it. He walked into Shul with tefillin. The story goes that after he passed away, the Shivcha Beis Harav, you know, my mass had three sets of tefillin. Three? Rashi, Rabbi Tam, what's the third? Those were his holiday tefillin. Could we say those? Empty. And the story goes. Oh yeah, is that about him too? Okay, could be. He got it from the story about that flow. Anyway, so he has the following in his introduction. The Gemara says, "Im doma arav lemalach Hashem tzvokos yivakshu Torah mipiu." Basically, if say call and Yishmu Dad to talk about Shmuel, then after we're going to meet pretty soon. Kimal Hashem Tzvokosu. I think it could be told us coming up in a few weeks. So the simple pshat is if you remember yourself, it's a tzadik, a malach, should go learn by him. If not, not. Here's a new pshat. We have another haftarah we read twice a year. Shabbos Chanukah also coming up soon, and the Haloscha. For the tzadik ha-mahalchim and omdim ha-elim. Chazal Dash, the first one explained, Mahakam are people, human beings are always walking, either walking up or down, and Malachim are Omdim, Strafim Omdim in Malo. People are always going up or going down. So you had a pshat, Imdoma Rav Lamalach Hashem Tzokos means the Rebbe is willing to stop his own progress in learning and be an Omed, like a Malach. Not to progress in his learning, but rather to spend time with his Talmidim to answer their questions. Then you've actually told me, people. But if the Rebbe is not like a Malach, he's always wanting to learn for himself, he's never interested in spending extra time to teach his Talmidim, then even though he can be the Godel Ador, he should not be Mavakshet HaRipir, because he's not going to spend time with you. That's his... Then in the end, at the end of the day, in the Rebbe who spends more time with the Talmidim, you think he knows less, Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyata Deshmaya, and he knows even more, as we saw here in the Meshech Chochma. I was once at a dinner at the MTJ, and some choshever uses to explain to the Swarov Moshe Feinstein. He was gave his time for every little thing. Famous story by him, some woman only didn't know how to read Russian. She called Moshe to read letters from Russia, to read letters in Russian. And some call him, when is Lichpenshin Rebbe? I'm saying people call her Moshe with the most ridiculous things. And he always was polite, always spent time with everybody, he was always nice to everybody. He had no time to learn, he didn't know anything. Kodesh Baruch Hu made it sound to Shema, he knew everything. So therefore, Rabosai, I'm giving you a Muslim from the Meshech Chochma, from the Afla. If somebody asks you for help in Ruchnius, give him the help. Ah, if you learn one half Gemara less, Kodesh Baruch will pay it back at the end. Good Shabbos.